Basically, what the Prime Minister was simply doing was to reaffirm his respect of national holidays, including the Heroes Day and the Defense Forces Day. But his message in particular in relation to the Defense Forces was basically to say that he respects the role that has been played by the military over the years. He also acknowledged that over the past 20 years, the image and the reputation of the soldiers in particular has been seriously eroded by their participation and dabbling in politics, in contravention of the Constitution of Zimbabwe and in contravention of the Defense Forces Act. Because, you know, Violet, most of these guys have been deployed to the rural areas to basically militarize the villages.
Today, the president, in his Heroes Day message, said that there's no need for security sector reform. What's your response as the MDC?
It's a matter of public record that what is needed in Zimbabwe is security sector reform, which is basically what Article 13 of the GPA talks about, that these institutions must be non-partisan. But also on top of that, in the context of recent utterances, and in fact additional utterances by the service chiefs, that they will not respect the will of the people, SADC and the political parties have to begin to address this particular issue to make sure that this critical sector respects the will of the people. This is a particular undertaking which now SADC needs to seize its mind with, especially ahead of the next election.
How do you respond to critics who say it's untimely and unwise to call for security sector reform in an inclusive government when one party's support is dependent on the security?
I think it would be unwise and it would be folly on the other parties in this type of government to maintain the silence of the grave when service chiefs and senior army officials are making what are basically treason and unconstitutional statements. I think it would be unwise to remain silent.